Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Wach im Perik Zayin, Mishnah Vav, Malak v'nimsa treifa. V'koyin did Malik on a bird, and it turned out that the bird is treifa. That means that it had a problem, so that it won't be able to live because of this problem for 12 months. That's the definition of treifa. It's a possible carbon. Reb Meir, and Reb Meir says, Eina metame bebeis habliya. Although this is not going to be a kosher carbon, although it won't be able to eat it or burn it on the Mizbeach, but the Malika still accomplishes that it doesn't have a din of an avela, and it won't transmit tumah by being swallowed in the throat like the nevela of an oiftar. Rabbi Yehuda says, metama bebeis apliya, it does give over tumah through the throat. And really, Rabbi Yehuda would hold the same thing in regard to chulin. Again, chulin means even if it wasn't hegdish. Let's say someone takes a kosher, a knife, and he's a good shaykh, and he shechts it, it turns out it's treifa. Rabbi Yehuda holds it still as a din of nevela, even though it was shechted good. Lemaisa, if it's treifa, the shechita doesn't work. And again, here we have a debate between Tanoim. Omer Rabbi Meir, Zokt Rabbi Meir, Ma'im Nivlas Behema. Madach, when it comes to the nevela of a behema. The nevela of a behema has a much higher koyach of tumah, much more powerful tumah than that of a nevela of a bird. How do I see that? Shimetama b'mago b'masa. If you touch the nevela of a behema or carry it without touching it, you become tummy. Despite that, we say shchitasa, if it's shechted, mitaheres es treifasa, it's mitaher. Even though it turns out to be a treifa animal, metumasa from becoming tame. So nivlas oif, when it comes to the nevela of an oif, shayna metame b'mago b'masa, it doesn't have that level of tuma. You don't become tame by touching or carrying it, only through eating. Ain't I didn't? Shouldn't I say for sure? Say shchitasa metaheres es treifasa metumasa, that the shchita even on a bird that is treifa should be metired from tumah, and if someone swallows it, he should not become tame. If the shechita of a treifa animal for chulin stops the tumah, a powerful tumah, surely for a treifa bird it should stop a weaker tumah. Now, that shechita, but the same should be true for malika. How do we know the two are the same? So we dash in the mamatzin. The mamatzin basically says that unless you have a reason to say that it's not the same, we can learn one from another. So Mametzinu, just as we find Bishchitasa, in regard to the Shchita of a regular bird, Shimechsharta biachila, it makes a kosher for eating. You want to eat chicken, a good Shaychet has to shecht it. And it makes a kosher to eat. Umetaheres es treifasa metimasa. And even if it's treifa, it prevents it from becoming tamei. So af melikasa, same is true for the melika of a kachem bird, shimachsharta biachila. Normally it would make it mutter to eat. That would be in regard to a chatas bird. So I was like, tire as treifasa mitimasa. This particular bird happens to be treifa. At least the malika should do it. For this kachem bird, what shchita does for a cholin bird, it should prevent a dead treifa bird from giving over tuma. Now, lemaisa, we don't see what Rabbi Yehuda answers, but the fact is Rabbi Yehuda, he argues with Reb Meir on both. He says, no, not shchita, not malika works to take away the tum. But there's a third sheet. It's the sheet of Reb Yaisi. Reb Yaisi, Yom Reb Yaisi says, daya kenivlas behema. True, we know beferish, if you shecht a behema and it turns out to be treifa, it doesn't become tummy. And I hear the Kal v'chaymer, if that's true for the powerful tum of a behema, for sure it should be true for the shchita of an oif. But this extra step that you're taking, and if it's true for the shechita of it should also be true for malika, says Rabbi Yosi that night. Again, Rabbi Yosi and Medaya, it's enough. Kenivlas behema should have the same halacha as a nevela of a behema, where the halacha is shechitasa mitarta. Shechita is mitarta, and avaloi malikasa, but not malika. The Batrun explains as follows. This is Rabbi Yosi's point. If you told me there's a pasuk beferish that says that shchita on a regular chulin bird, and it turns out to be treifa, prevents it from becoming an avela, so I would take another step and say same is true for malika. But being that the whole shchita by the treifa bird, you're learning out of a kal v'chomer from the nevela of a behema, So a kal v'chomer is limited to what I learned it from. I can't take it a step further. So how do we chazer over this Mishnah? We chazer over this Mishnah by saying that there are three shitas. There's the shita of Remeir. Remeir says whether it's shchita, whether it's malika, shchita on a chulin bird, malika on a kachin bird, takes it out of being an avela. Even if he swallows it, it won't be metame. Rabbi Yehuda holds the other extreme. Whether it's shchita, whether it's malika, whether it's shchita on a regular bird, malika on a kachin bird, if it's treifa, it doesn't prevent it from becoming an avela. If the person swallows it, he becomes tame. And Rabbi Yossi says, shchita will help, even if it's treifa, but not malika. And the Batanura says that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi.